Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Iowa governor is vowing to defend a new law that bans abortion after the baby's heart is detected. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the governor said, Governor Kim Reynolds, we're not slowing down. We're not going to stop. She defended the bill in Iowa that she signed into law, and this bill bans abortion after the baby's heartbeat is detected. She says it's a fight worth fighting, noting that the heartbeat law she signed makes Iowa America's most pro-life state.
Amazing
statement from the Iowa governor. I wish we had more governors
like
Governor Kim Reynolds in Iowa.
We commend her for sure.
Yes, this is a great bill. I know we have certainly supported the passage of these various heartbeat bills around the country. The first time that such a bill was introduced was, I believe, in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And it ultimately passed in some places, but the governor...
Kasich, a Republican.
Yeah, Kasich was opposed to it.
Which is unbelievable and shameful. You know, the science is unequivocal now on this. There's no longer any debate on the science. This is a human being. They're obviously a human being even before the heartbeat is detectable. But the heartbeat, we know, is the measure of life with paramedics and so forth. If your heart stops beating, they're there with the paddles trying to shock your heart.
We had some things that monitor your brain waves, life and death was determined, at least death was determined by your heartbeat, whether you're alive or you're dead. But you got paramedics or medical personnel that come to someone. What do they first do? They look at their pulse. They look at their breathing. They don't have the medical technology to necessarily put on them right away. They detect whether or not you're breathing, whether or not you have a heartbeat, and that you're still alive, or that they need to try to resuscitate you. Well, if that is something so common throughout history to measure life, why not then put it at the very beginning and say, once you detect that heartbeat, that also is something that measures that you've got a human life at stake. Now, you have a human life at the moment of conception, where that unique DNA of the mother and father come together, and you have a unique individual, even in that single cell. It begins to rapidly multiply. But at about your first or second medical appointment, following pregnancy, following conception, maybe 6 or 8 weeks or so into your post-conception timeframe, fetal hearts have been developing as early as 3 weeks after fertilization, and you can listen to it. In fact, I was just talking to someone the other day. They had an early appointment. They go back in another couple of days, and it's at that time that they'll be able to listen to their baby's heartbeat.
Oh, that's awesome. But, you know, there's whole scientific, you know, evidence behind it. But let's talk about the spiritual. You know, God says that he knows us even before we were formed in the womb. So those who are proponents of abortion, this is another way they're denying the existence of God, because he is our creator. We are created in his image, and he knew us even before we were conceived in the womb.
Every hair on our head is numbered. Yeah.
Now, this particular law has some exceptions, so it's not a perfect bill. It has some exceptions, and one of the exceptions is if the baby was conceived in rape, but you have to have reported that within 45 days. I think it should have been at least 30 days, because that would then be just before you detect the heartbeat. But anyway, that has to be reported within 45 days, so you can't just make it up and say, I was raped. You will have to have reported that by the time you end up hearing the baby's heartbeat. And if you detect a heartbeat, then the doctor can't perform that abortion. Now, I have strong feelings on, on that.
Yes.
That's inconsistent. Right. I mean, if it's a baby with a heartbeat, that means it's alive. Then it's a baby with a heartbeat, it's alive. Now you're making one of the victims
right.
of that rape. You're giving the victim of that, one of the victims of that rape, a death sentence. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because of circumstances that are beyond the control of that individual. So it right. basically gives life and death to someone, not because of their intrinsic value of a human being, but because of the circumstances by which they were conceived. So that's not the perfect side of the bill, but it's a step in the right direction. And I think at some point, those exceptions obviously need to be removed, but it's certainly a big step forward from what it was before.
Yeah.
You Absolutely. Know, I have in my own family, as I've mentioned before, where my sister was raped by my dad.
Mm.
And so we have rape as well as incest happening simultaneously.
Yeah.
And that was many years ago. And I was so small, I don't even remember it. But I remember after, you know, when I was older, actually seeing the early young child of my sister, knowing that
Your niece,
its origin
yeah.
was my father's sin. And of course, that young child is now grown up and married and has a young child of her own.
Hmm.
So life has a way of healing, no matter
Absolutely.
How tragic it is. If she had aborted that child because of rape and incest happening simultaneously, then two generations already in my family from that tragic moment
would not be here.
Would not be here.
Right. Life is precious, you know, and we know of other people too that have been the victims of, you know, conceived in rape, but they should not have to pay the penalty. They have a precious life, whether you choose for adoption or whatever, you know, they are precious in God's sight as well. And so we need to continue to pray that in our lifetime, guys, Roe versus Wade will be overturned.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of Roe versus Wade, you're bringing it kind of down to the judicial aspects of this. Planned Parenthood and others will no doubt challenge this, won't they, Matt?
Yeah, they no doubt will. I know that they've complained about this bill. Obviously, they don't like anything. They don't like parental notification, parental consent. They don't like informed consent. They want abortion to be completely unregulated, unrestricted.
Well, it's all about money to them, not about life.
Yeah, this is losing money for them. It interferes with their radical agenda of the death culture. They just want to promote unrestrained, unlimited, harmful sexual behavior as young as kindergarten.
Promiscuity with no consequences. They
with
want to
no
do,
consequences.
Yeah.
And when you have
it.
A
yeah.
child conceived as a result, then they want
to kill
it and
yeah.
you give them money for that. So that's how they ultimately make their blood money. So they're opposed to it. Others like ACLU and groups like that would be opposed to it. But this is the first state in the country that actually has passed a heartbeat bill that has actually been signed by the governor and which will go into law. So
praise God.
When that person comes to an abortion clinic and that heartbeat is detected, because a lot of these abortions, by the way, are going to happen around that time or after.
Yeah.
So the heartbeat's going to stop a lot of abortions.
Well, the heartbeat can be detectable with the equipment even before a woman realizes that she's pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah, so that would ultimately mean that the abortionist would not be able to perform the abortion.
You know, and continue to pray for us at Liberty Counsel, because we have the privilege of representing some of these pro-life counselors that are faithfully walking in front of these abortion facilities, you know, talking to women and helping to explain to them that is a child they're carrying, and many lives every month are saved as a result.
And we have midterm elections coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a vacancy that will likely come up before the U.S. Supreme Court. And we're just one vote away from reversing the horrible decision of Roe versus Wade. In 1973, it was 7-2 vote. But in 1992, it was 5-4. And Kennedy was the swing vote. And he ultimately was the one who really is responsible for keeping abortion continuing in America from 1992 to the present. We have a president who's willing to nominate a judicial originalist, and when you look at the Constitution, there's no question it doesn't support abortion. But we need a Senate to be able to confirm that nominee and nominees to the other courts. And that's not going to happen if you don't go out and vote values and make life a preeminent value among any of your selections. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, order our Silence is Not an Option DVD, get it out to your pastors and churches. You can also order our Political Activity for Pastors and Churches, pocket-sized Patriots Handbook. Go to lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.